Unity, baby. Oh, yes. Welcome back to all you fabulous listeners to another exciting episode of the Vinnie Eastwood Show. Well, you never know what's going to go down because, hey, let's face it, for some reason or other, incredible, awesome guests that you'd expect to hear on top radio stations wind up coming on the show. Our very special guest, Chris Maple, joins us now via Skype from the former USSA. Chris, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Vinnie, for having me. Excited to be here.
Very special. And also, you have somebody else there with you?
Yeah, I do. I have my my co-producer and director, Paul Wittenberger, who is the director of What in the World Are They Spraying? He's also the producer of that film as well. So he's joining us here. Say hi, okay. Paul.
Hello.
it's like a wee little family round table. Now, chemtrails and yourself, is there a connection, I wonder? Could you please divulge just a little bit about yourself, where you came from, and what got you into your particular field of activism?
I was just your typical everyday guy. He really never followed the media too closely, politically and socially as well. Never really had the time for it, too wrapped up in my own world and life, as is, I'd say, 90-something percent of the population out there today. As far as what got me involved on this quest, it wasn't until a few years after 2001 that I started, somebody pointed out Building 7 and said, hey, you ever recognize that third building that had dropped that day? And that started the quest right there, and I would say about 5 years, 5-6 years, I've been just in my own time, digging through mountains of evidence I was really, really heavily into the 9/11, but I was looking for more of a broader picture. I wanted more answers. I wanted truth to everything. It's pretty evident to me what went on 9/11. It was that journey, that started there that took me here today to where we are. And You had mentioned chemtrails to me. My partner here, Paul, who he's in the background right now, running around setting cameras and microphones, and he's our director guru. So he and I befriended one another when I moved out to Los Angeles about 4 or 5 years back, and we from time to time would bounce ideas off one another and expose our findings to each other, and we always had this. The story that we wanted to tell, and he released his film, What in the World Are They Spraying? And, it was a few years prior to that that somebody had pointed out to us the lines in the sky, and I guess from there, I couldn't take my eyes off the sky, I guess you could say.
It's always one thing leading to another whenever you approach any new world order topic. There becomes, if you look hard enough, there comes branches and fingerprints that go over everything, and in so doing, every conspiracy that happens anywhere in the world somehow connects us all in a roundabout kind of way.
And of course, now with the explosive success of the film, there are more projects, and indeed one, this one right here, currently underway. What's the title of this work of this work now?
It's The Great Culling. And that's C-U-L-L-I-N-G. And I don't know if you're familiar with the term.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I live in New Zealand, mate. Trust me, we know all about culling.
We've got something like 40 sheep to the person.
Is that what they limit you guys at now, huh?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I always thought that there was just 41 times as much sheep.
The sheeple.
Well, let's jump forward on that particular issue then, shall we? What is the end game for them now? I mean, how many of us are going to be left? And what kind of conditions are we going to be made to be left under if left unchecked?
That number one commandment, written in 8 different languages, is maintain, you know, humanity at 500 million. And, you know, you look at, you know, David Rockefeller giving, you know, speeches to the Council on Foreign Relations on population control. You have corporations bidding on population control. You have Ted Turner making statements about, you know, we need to take the population down by 95%. It's going to be a massive amount. And I'm just curious as to, you know, these chemtrails, what we see above our head, the increase of the vaccinations, and, you know, it just seems like we're in high gear now. This ideology, this idea of this global government, this one world order, is not a new idea. It's just we're all now awakening to it, and it's new to us.
Yeah, well, it reminds me of something that David Icke said, is that we all already are born endowed with all the knowledge of the universe, so that when we learn something, we're not actually learning something. We're simply remembering something that we already know that's been locked away in our DNA. And I was kind of like thinking of that as a philosophical point of view rather than being literal. And it's like there is something innate within us that when we see what is truly going on, it is a shock to the system that kind of bypasses all rational thought. It bypasses everything and it cuts straight to the chase. You know, what are you going to do about it?
What are you going to do about it? And that's the question. And that's what the question I want to kind of pose to everybody who can hear my voice is, what are you going to do about it? I mean, I know what I'm doing. I'm trying to do my part, I guess I could say. You know, I just recently got married, Vinny. You know, I'm looking into having a family, and this is all concerning to me, and it should be to everybody. And you know, it's just a matter of enough is enough, and how... I basically myself have to be pushed back into a corner to speak up for myself. And I feel as though I'm there. I'm in that corner, and now I'm coming out swinging, you know. And
we're talking about the Great Culling, and it's pretty straightforward as far as my mind makes. The wealthiest families in the world have been the wealthiest families in the world for at least the last couple of hundred years. They've owned virtually everything in almost every major world event and whatnot that involve finance, war, or capitalism of some description. They've been involved in, and so basically now what's going to happen is they know that they own the world, and so what they want to do is just wipe out the rest of the people through every single means necessary, and by all means, it's going to be by every single mean, because hey, if you look around you, everything's poisonous, everything's contaminated, everything's something that's going to kill you. Slowly, but surely, death and taxes, and one does not preclude the other.
Right. It's funny you mention that these families, these global elites that you know, mainstream media and society probably will really look at it and admit to it. But you know, I've started following the money in most every industry, and as you mentioned, it pretty much leads to the same exact place time and time again. The name that kept coming up for me was the Rothschilds. Well, if you look at these families, I mean, what is it that they don't control today? I mean, they have the politicians, they own the governments, you know, they own the mining industry, they, you know, the monetary systems, the, you know, the IMF, the World Bank, everybody answers back to this one particular family. I always thought it was the Rockefellers that owned America. But then you realize when I started doing research, you know, they were agents of the Rothschilds, as were the Warburgs. And you know, when, you know, into the banking industry, when J.P. Morgan passed away, you know, he was thought to be one of the most richest men in America, if not the world. Come to find out, he only owned 12% of his company's fortune. The other 88% was held by the Rothschilds. And that's your Chase Manhattan Bank right now, which pretty much has gobbled up my bank recently.
Isn't it like a seething nest of anacondas that are swallowing each other's holes? So basically what you've got when you want to slay this one beast is you have to cut off 1,000 heads inside the one same beast.
That's right. Absolutely right. Absolutely right.
You know, it's like a crusade. I've found there really is now. Once you learn about the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, eugenics, geopolitics, how secretive roundtable groups like the Trilateral Commission or Council on Foreign Relations or Royal Institute of International Affairs, as it's known in the other Commonwealth nations. Once you realize that they have all the power, they make all the decisions for you, and they just give you the ability to choose whether or not you want to be stabbed with a knife or a fork.
And it's true. And, you know, and as I was saying, the only thing this group, these families, these elites do not have their hand on is what? The population, the number of us. And I think that's what this is all about. I mean, it's the one thing that they can't control, because they know if 1% of 1% of this population at close to 7 billion now, what a revolt, there's no standing army that could stop us.
Well, this is the thing. If you really did want to stage some description of a global takeover, you, like you say, the one thing standing in your way is the fact that there are enough people left to resist you.
Correct.
All right. So, therefore, the best form of warfare, if it's going to be covert, as we all know that the New World Order happens to be, they will stage a silent war against you, and they will use many, many techniques, whether it be making sure that the health and medical field is one of the leading killers in America and third biggest cause of death in New Zealand, because as soon as you get some description of slightly life-threatening disease, instead of telling you to eat lots of raw vegetables and take some vitamin C, which will kill off pretty much dang near any virus or cancer, they pop you up on copious quantities of pharmaceutical drugs that make you feel like hell, and they give you another couple of pharmaceutical drugs to make you stabilize that, and then another couple to help you sleep at night. Right. And then a cup of coffee to wake you up in the morning.
You got the rip.
Oh, well, unfortunately, we've got to go to break. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. A very special guest from the Great Culling is Chris Maple and Paul Wittenberger, the film director of What in the World Are They Spraying? And we'll be right back after these short messages from our sponsors. Back in a moment.